So?
Possibly one of the best juices yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's up there.
Did it take 2 weeks?
To find the best juice.
I can't believe it.
We found it. It's here.
Well done.
Good job. Good job, meat.
Shall we do like an introduction? Like, hi, this is Ina. Hi, this is Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay, welcome to this video, guys. This is Heather.
Hello.
She's from Canada.
It's true.
And she's in São Paulo at the moment, having some lovely juice. Apparently, the best so far.
This one's my favorite.
So what is in it? Strawberry, blueberry, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And some other berries.
It was the red fruit one.
Frutas vermelhas. Well, it just says suco de frutas vermelhas. So we guess that reddish fruit would be strawberry, blueberry, and something else.
Maybe a raspberry?
Maybe. So, Heather, you're going home tomorrow. And you've been here in São Paulo, in Brazil, for 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Wow, what a wild experience. How has it been so far?
Oh, it's been a journey. We've seen things, I've eaten things. It's been a real culture shock in the sense that, everything is just a little bit different. Everything is done a little bit differently.
A little bit, you've just been so kind.
Yeah, well, your day-to-day life is still there. You eat, you work, you get around. It's been really interesting to see how people drive here with the little scooters and everything.
Oh yeah, that was something different for you. You mentioned it.
We don't have the same delivery system, and most people won't use electric bikes or motorbikes in the winter because it's too cold.
Makes sense.
So that's not something that we can really use as part of our structure.
Yeah.
Economic structure.
So you don't have bikes you do have bikes there.
We do have bikes, but it's not nearly as common.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And people would just use it like during the summer, just to go maybe to their summer houses, but not really like a transport for everyday routine, right?
No.
Well, that makes sense. It's too cold for them, right? So I know the feeling. So bikes was something that caught your attention.
Yes, and okay. How they can go up between the cars.
Yeah. That's wild.
It really threw me. So when we drive in Canada specifically, you follow the rules a lot.
You follow the rules. You've got to.
If there's two lanes, like you're very in the lane. So if someone is following me and honks, like where the bikes honk,
mm-hmm.
I assume that I'm gonna be hit by a car. And so every time I had a bike honk when we're driving, I got scared.
I know. I feel the same, but I think I just got used to it. Right. What else was different for you? I mean, I think we must have so many differences. We have a lot in common, but at the same time, lots of differences. And I think that's the main point here on this video. So, what did catch your attention in regards to, like, oh wow, why did they do that? Like, what's the, why are you doing it this way? Like.
I mean, the easiest one is in the bathroom, the little bin next to the toilet. That's not something that we use. We flush everything. Everything goes down the toilet. Even if you pull your hair when you're brushing it, throw it in the toilet.
And you know why? I don't know if you know why.
I don't know why.
Well, our toilets, they're not prepared to have anything other than the expected,
But how would you not expect there to be toilet paper when you install the toilets? What were people doing?
Well, don't ask me, but that's how things work here. And I totally understand you, because it was different for me when I was in England, when I was abroad. Nobody would, take the paper in a basket. That was really weird.
Oh, that's so funny for you.
Yeah, for me it was different.
Just put it, why are you putting it in the toilet?
Yeah, for me it was even harder. Okay, we can get rid of it. But I was like, what should I do? I mean,
that's really funny.
I know. But yeah, after a while, I realized that everything should go on the toilet, including paper. But you didn't even notice, right? You were just going around and seeing baskets and not even realizing baskets are there. Maybe they're just pretty, just making the room nicer.
Yeah, maybe it's for feminine products. That's nice. Good. Yeah. It's everywhere for everyone. Perfect.
True.
Very inclusive.
So bear in mind, if you're in Brazil, there is a little basket there. That's where you should
put your toilet paper.
Put your toilet paper in that basket. Now, if you are not in Brazil, just make sure you flush it. Yeah, just everything goes together.
It's an excellent toilet tips for international travel.
I know, but it's so important, isn't it?
It is important.
It is important. You didn't know that. I didn't know that when I was traveling. So if you're watching this is very useful. So take notes.
And now you know.
Exactly.
And you don't have to feel stupid.
Exactly.
When you travel in the bathroom.
We're here to help you guys. So, you know, just make sure you, you know, get all this information, take notes, and next time when you're traveling, you're not gonna feel stupid. Well, awesome.
Great news.
What else? Well, juices, you liked it?
Love juice.
She's been crazy about juice, I have to
say. We don't have juice like this at home.
Okay, tell us, why is that so different? Because maybe for Brazilians, it's just so normal. Like, okay, that's just an ordinary juice. Who cares? But for you, it was something special. And I think we just take things for granted in general in life. And I think that's a really good example to, you know, to bring up this subject.
Just, we don't have this kind of fresh fruit all the time. You can't, and it's not common practice to have someone. I had an orange juice yesterday.
You did.
I did. And so at the store, there was an orange juice maker where she cut up four or five oranges and just
it is an orange juice.
And
it's supposed to have orange in it.
I know, I almost took her picture. I was like, look at this machine.
Right, what do you do if you want to have an orange juice in Canada?
I go to the store and I buy a carton of orange juice. And then
is there any orange there?
The box says it's 100% oranges.
And you believe it?
Well, has advertising ever led me wrong?
I know, it's not the same if you have like in a box and lots of ingredients to keep the juice longer.
So, preservatives.
Preservatives.
There it is. Course.
So yeah, of course it's different and you can taste much more the fruit if you just, you know, squeeze the fruit and drink it. So
it's so different. And also, I mean, you can also get juice in concentrate. So it comes in a little can and it's frozen. And so you dump that into a jug.
Do you mix it with water?
Yeah. And it's there's a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar possibly, yeah. And what other juice did you try? You tried pineapple with mint? Have you ever tried it? Was it the first time?
For that combination, yes. That was new. A lot of strawberry.
A lot of lovely strawberries, yes.
Well, they come strawberry in cabanillas as well. And so just the day strawberry and the nighttime strawberry.
Exactly. They're different. For others, did you try? Oh, you tried acai.
Yes. That was fun.
That's very different. Possibly.
So for me, I didn't know. It feels like it's supposed to be a yogurt, right? But it's not yogurt, and that's why I like it, because there's no dairy. And so it was, we did the powdered milk, and there was strawberries and bananas. And
granola.
Yeah, because we went when we were not quite ready for a meal, but we wanted just a little something. Yeah. And that was just the perfect amount of crunch and snack and sweet.
It's just perfect.
It's just perfect. It's a really good snack. So laundry is different for a variety of reasons. Mostly that here, especially because I've been here when it's the rainy season, so it's been very damp every day. As you can tell by my sweet, sweet curly hair.
Lovely.
Most of our laundry, you do a washer and a dryer. So there's two different machines, and you know, one of them takes about half an hour, the other one takes an hour. Clothes are dry. Here, my experience has been a lot more that things are wet, and because it's so damp, things stay wet for a lot longer.
But bear in mind that this is because it's a wet season, so during summer you're gonna have loads of rain. But in general, if you just, you know, stand your clothes, you know, what do you call the clothesline?
Clothes line.
Yeah?
Yeah.
English is so easy. So you just, you know, hang them there, and if it's a sunny day and windy, it will take just a few hours and you'll be fine. But I find that usually in, you know, those kinds of countries that it's cold, you already cannot leave your clothes outside.
They will freeze.
You will have to have some alternatives, like just this kind of machines, very appropriate. But also, do you remember how was it in England? How did we dry things there?
We had a machine that was supposed to do washing and drying, So you would put your clothes in and then it would wash and then it would try to, it would just like blow air at it to dry.
Okay.
So that never ever worked. And then we had to use the radiator system.
How, it is just so handy, you know, like it's just making the room warm. Oh, but why not just hang some socks there, you know? Like,
but you have to decorate your entire living room, every wall with the radiators, just different
wall.
Like socks and pants and...
That's
and
how
you have
to,
I know, yeah, so that's how you dry your clothes. And then if you want to have people over, you just run your hand across the top of the bar, collect all your clothes, you're good to go.
I know, how awful, but it worked.
Well, that's just, everyone does it. That's the...
Yeah, everybody does it. Why won't do it? So.
Yeah, if you don't have socks on your radiator, you're not doing it right.
Exactly.
London tips.
Taking notes, right?
Like, our other thing that we... What we learned about weather in the last sort of week or two is that in Canada, it's almost the opposite temperature.
Mm.
So if it's 20 degrees here, in Canada, it's minus 20 in the winter. We'll have to compare more in the summer.
Yeah, you gotta keep notes and... Just, you know, keep in touch to see if it's right, it's theory. It's a theory so far.
So far, yeah. And it's just because weather for us, and I mean, weather here is really, it does dictate your day.
Yes.
I mean, we're filming in here today because it's raining outside and we didn't want to walk around in the rain. So we thought we'd get some more juice.
Let's get some juice and just do some nice videos for them. Why not?
So, in Canada, the difference is that, it is your driving conditions. It's slippery when there's light rain, it's slippery when there's snow. That stuff is similar in effect. The difference is that when it gets much, much colder, people really work in teams. So this past weekend, there was so much snow that you had to shovel over to the snowblower. The snowblower does like big, long driveways.
I can only imagine how it is. I've never seen it, so.
Well, I'll send you a video.
It is quite doing well, but yeah. I would love to see like maybe a video, maybe you know, in person, who knows?
We'll take one from my dad. My dad has to snowblow a lot.
Awesome.
And so in that, you'll often see that if there's elderly people or just people who can't remove that much snow in that much time, like the communities all come together to remove the snow so that everyone can continue about their days.
You guys are so nice.
That's why everyone's nice in Canada.
I know. I love Canadians so far.
There's the rule, if you're not a good Canadian, we don't let you leave.
So, I just find it very interesting, like, you know, how different it is and, you know, how similar we are, you know, in so many different ways. And I just love this cultural differences where, you know, you can just see, you know, like, this is just details. It's only details. At the end of the day, we are humans and we all, you know, like, and just like same sort of thing. So yeah, I really appreciate, you know, having the chance to meet someone so similar and so different at the same time.
I also feel the same way. And that's why we've kept in touch for so many years, that we finally get to do these big journeys to see each other's like home cultures.
Yeah, and that's my turn. I'm gonna have to go to Canada and see how different it is. I'll make sure I'll record everything for you. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Fantastic.
So you're going home tomorrow.
Yep.
It's been a lovely journey. And you are always more than welcome to come back. You'll be here, you know, looking forward to having you with us again. What if they want to keep in touch with you? Where do they find you?
Oh, find me on Instagram at hplay.
Hplay.
That's it.
Just so, you know, easy, you know, like just hplay, that's it, you know, don't make things complicated.
No.
Easy to find her, so if you want to keep in touch, you know, just send her a message, just follow her. She'll be there, maybe recording some Instagram stories showing the snow.
I will do that for you. If you want to see some snow, let me know. So please, like and subscribe.
Hit the like button. I don't know where is the like button here, but there is some. So please, give us a like. Make sure you subscribe. And we're going to have loads of more videos here. Talking about differences, you know, in culture and, you know, English tips. So I hope to see
you in
our next video. Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.